the over there was adab, exactly I say. It's not being polite. This is ritual. The plural of this word will be ritual. So, in a way, the ritual, the meaning of the ritual is there. How to bring it up, I don't know really. Because here, he talks about that adab. Yes?
The horse's eye finds the way from the king's eye. Without the king's eye, its eye is in desperate plight.
One, because the eye of the horses, we talked about it. Where is the eye of the horse? Eating. Remember, the first title of this book talked about it. It said, this donkey of you is thinking only about the grass. The horse is the same. Good.
The eye of the horses,
whithersoever you call it, except to grass and pasture, says, nay, why?
Is that impossible part? I don't know how could someone translate it to English or any other language? Because he's using a trickery in the language. The word chera. Chera has a very simple meaning in Persian language, means why. Somebody will say this, you will say chera, means why. And this word means grazing. The animal, they graze the grass, we call it chera. So he will use these two, that the eye of the horse is looking at the herb and grazing upon it, and whatever you call it, it will say why. Play of the word, but it means why, not nay why. It's no and why. Two distinctive words, because they explain two attitudes of your horsey. Whenever some good suggestion comes, your horsey will say, no, why should I? First is no, then is why. Why? Because the horsey likes something that everybody likes. Independence. You remember that silly independence, that sometimes this illusion comes that there is such a thing? We know that there is no independence. Because interdependency explains all the complex forms and order that we observe. But the horse doesn't know that. Yes?
The light of God mounts on the sensuous eye, and then the soul yearns after God. How should the riderless horse know the marks of the road? The king is needed in order that it may know the king's road.
You see what happened here? He explained, let's go back a little bit to understand what he's doing. He said, okay, now I'm going through these branches, let's come back. The subject we're attending was that you, the jealous person, rush because your donkey cannot walk and the time is late and all that. And do not say tomorrow, after tomorrow, and blah, blah, because you are not here permanent. Your life is going to end and you have a lot of things to do. Don't say tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. The thing that you should do is quite easy. The word is taqwa, which is very complicated, but with a very pure, simple meaning. Not doing, hesitating, avoiding something. Not doing the bad stuff. You say, that's all. In you, there is this tendency towards ownership and jealousy. Be generous. Period. I know it's not logical, but even if you think about mining and having gold, imagine being someone who gives the gold to other people. That's what you're supposed to be. Because you are the hidden beauty. We know you're beautiful. You're the Joseph. But it's hidden. You have to come out of it. Where is it hidden? It's hidden in your... what? In your life. In your existence. You are the Joseph. And this whale is this. You have to come out of it. Thanks God, it's possible to come out. And when you come out, you will see how wrong were your judgment, because you believed in non-existence and you forgot the real existence. The facial value or the face of the stuff is worthless. Deep down, the meaning is worthy. Of course, when you are looking out, you will see the dust. But be clever, dust doesn't move. The wind is working. There is another power working. The conflict is within you, because you have the horsey. Horsey doesn't understand anything. Horsey knows how to feed and have the sex and be satisfied, period. And without a rider, this horse is waste. What is the rider? Rider? Rider should be the light of heart. When you have that, suddenly you will have another kind of looking at everything. This horse that you're riding, without that light, is only an animal in trouble. Yes?
Go toward a sense on which the light is riding. That light is a good companion for the sense. The light of God is an ornament to the light of sense. This is the meaning of light upon light. Mm-hmm. The light of sense draws toward earth. The light of God bears him aloft. Because sensible things are a lower world, the light of God is the sea, and the sense as a dewdrop. But that which rides on it is not manifested save by good effects and words. The sensuous light, which is gross and heavy, is hidden in the black of the eyes.
Means what? Because the Persian is complicated, that's why I understand the English will not do. Because again, he's playing with the words. He's talking about the light. When it comes to the light, you know that. Even now, I explained it to you, when we talk about light, we don't know what we're talking about. We're just guessing. Because the stuff is out of reach, in a way. In Ruiz's time, they believed that the light comes out of your eyes. Actually, this piece of flesh is illuminating. Here, we will talk about something else. The word is savad. Savad is quite simple. Ask any Persian, what is savad? They will tell you literacy. Savad means literacy. Adam basavad means literate. Bisavad means illiterate. Why? Because the root of the word is black in Arabic language. And the first ink they used supposed to be black. So the written stuff is the black upon white. So if you're literate, you could read the black stuff. So black stuff makes sense to you. So, and there is something else. The pupil is black here. So you are looking outward from a black room in here, a black chamber. He will mix all this up to say the worst kind of light, which is the physical and sentimental light, is very heavy, very dense, and it's hidden behind the black spot of your eyes. To say what? You see that there are different lights and there are different eyes. There is this kind of eye which is seeing this kind of light. There is Nur Hab, the light of Hab, and the normal light in your kitchen. The light of the kitchen is visible to this eye, the light of Hab is visible to another kind of vision. Yes?
Inasmuch as you are not seeing the light of sense with eye, how should you see the light of that religious one with eye? The light of sense is hidden, notwithstanding this grossness. How should not that radiance be hidden, which is pure?
In a way, you understand that you cannot do anything with this light. Is here, it's untouchable, you cannot reach it, you cannot blah blah, all that. Is that okay? When the physical light is this difficult, imagine the other one, which one I'm talking about. Yes?
This world, like straws in the hand of the wind, the unseen, has adopted helplessness as its resource and the dispensation of the unseen. Make it now lofty, now low. Make it now sound, now broken. Now it carries to the right, now to the left. Now it makes roses, now thorns. See the hand hidden while the pen is writing, the horse careening while the rider is invisible.
This is the famous stuff you read about a lot. Sure, we talk about an ant, the family of the ants. You're looking at Hesam al-Din when Hesam al-Din is writing down. He will explain it later to you and say, oh, there was this ant caught the other one. Hey, Joe, come here. Look at this pen. What a fantastic pen is writing. The other one said, you silly, the pen doesn't write. Look at that fingers, which are grabbing the pen, leading it. It was the other one said, ha ha, it's not the finger, it's the hand. The other one said, no, it's the arm. We're guessing the next step. And we said, let's imagine there is a very clever ant who understands the brain of a writer. Or the silly ant, because the spirit is doing all of this, not that fellow even. So you have to develop an eye to see the real one who is doing the stuff. And by this, I don't mean go and dig the meaning of God who creates the universe. This was not our course, was it? That's not our field. Our field is in you. So look in you and look who is in charge over there, because the animal is there, the rider is there, the lazy fellow is there, and worse than all, the jealous fellow is there. Look at them carefully and try to make a situation that your king will ride the horse. Yes?
See the arrow flying and the bow not in sight. The souls manifest and the soul of souls hidden.
Here, what do you do with the word soul?